You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Oh, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Work it.
Clap, clap. There's the beat. Clap, clap.
I can't help but myself.
Bing is for doing, and welcome to the Vanderpump Rules AfterBuzz TV After Show, episode 4, season 1, and the episode is titled Vegas with a Vengeance. I'm your host, Jake Dupree, along with my beautiful Vanderpump Vixens.
I'm Danica Kennedy.
I'm Christina Diaz.
And I am Michelle Renee.
And we have some very, very special guests with us tonight. Super excited to have them in our little clubhouse tonight. It's our clubhouse, right? AfterBuzz TV clubhouse. It ain't Watch What Happened. Sorry. We have Miss Kristen Doty. Hey, girl.
Woo!
Miss Katie Maloney.
Hey.
And Mr. Tom Schwartz.
Yeah. And
shake it out, shake it
Ducky.
Out.
Ducky.
And we have Ducky. You've seen him. If you check the episode back, rewatch, you can spot him. There he is. Cute little fuzzy miss.
It's like, where's Waldo? You see him everywhere, though. Just keep
Ducky.
An eye out for him in all the next episodes.
It's your little inside joke for the show. So let's just get started right off the bat. We're just going to fly through this episode because there are so many things going on, such hot messes going on, so let's go. First off, we start with Stassi and Miss Kristen in her bedroom, in Stassi's bedroom, packing for Vegas. And Stassi divulges to the audience, so I basically have to pick the friends I like the most and tell them first, and they ask off, and the people I don't want at my birthday, I invite them later, and so by the time they ask off, Lisa says no.
Hates muted.
Well, congratulations, you guys.
I know.
We're the lucky ones.
Yeah.
Right?
You made the list. I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, what do you guys think about that? Is that a smart way to deal with a restaurant situation?
I think it's smart. You want your most important friends to be there, you tell them first, and then it's like, hey, if you guys want to come later, because you know that not all of them are going to get it off.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I wanted you guys here so badly, I'm sorry you can't get off.
Yeah. It's like a nicer way of not inviting them, inviting them knowing they can't come.
Girl knows what she's doing.
And
I have a question. Was it really her birthday that weekend, or was it one of those, like, her birthday was on a Monday, or...
Sunday was her birthday.
Was her birthday.
That's nice.
Ooh, yeah. So.
It was.
That's, like, real birthday.
Yeah, that's, like, real birthday.
Did you guys go Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or...
Yep. Okay. We left on the eve, and then...
We left Friday through Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, in a situation like that, usually you want your, like, good friends there on the actual birthday, and then...
Everybody
like,
else
maybe you
come.
Do, like, a dinner that's, like, later on your not-real birthday. And you're like, oh, everyone come to my dinner.
And we'll get to the maybe not-so-real friends coming on her birthday. We got some reads going on from our crowd. And Stassi asked Kristen to be nice to Frank. And how did you feel about that?
I don't like Frank.
Why don't you like Frank?
I think Frank sucks. I think Frank is trying to be the hero in the situation. I think he made up... Am I allowed to say BS?
Yeah, say
bullshit.
Whatever you like.
Okay.
Say whatever.
I think he made up a bullshit lie to try to make Jax look bad because it makes him look good.
Mm-hmm.
So if he hadn't have lied, you would have still not liked him, or you would have liked him a little more?
I wasn't close with Frank,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have anything against him specifically as a person. I think Stassi moved way too quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I wasn't down with their, like, newfound love or whatever it was that they were claiming to have. But it was nothing against him as a person. It was just, I think, it was me having her back. I think she needed time to heal.
But he wasn't winning you over with his super shades and blue shirts?
The blue shirt almost won me over, but after like the sixth time he wore it, I just...
And he's like... And
outfit repeater.
And his Maui Jim, like, sunglasses, like, oh dad, like 50-year-old dad. Right? Okay. Right? Yeah. My dad has them. My dad plays golf in them.
My dad too.
There they were.
So but your dad's probably a lot cooler than me.
Let's hope so.
Probably.
Maybe I'm an idiot, but I don't know what blue shirt everyone's talking about.
Well, the one that he gets spilled on.
But he wears a blue
shirt. He wears it all
and everywhere.
Like every
single
everything.
Episode.
Yeah. Does he have blue eyes?
We'll just have to look for it every episode now.
You didn't like take time to look into his eyes.
Not really.
No. Poor Frank.
That's season two.
That's season two. Then that's whenever the real engaging goes on. Kristen, you said you're going to be bored out of your effing mind with Frank because he is not Jax. And I think that that pretty much sums up exactly what you were just saying. That do you think that maybe you're protecting your group of friends as like a unit and not welcoming Frank into the group, or do you just think it was just too fast with her, with him and Stassi?
I mean, of course it's heartbreaking to have our group broken up, but that's not what's the most important. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Stassi's happiness is important to me. But like I said in the episode, it's like if it's not Frank, it could be anyone. It was just a distraction. And I'm down for a healthy distraction to make her feel better, but jumping into a rebound relationship a day after breaking up with Jax after 2 years and give me a break.
That was you guys a co-worker.
I have questions about that.
Yeah.
Am I jumping ahead too
much? Do your thing. Do your life.
Because Shayna last week said that it wasn't as soon as it looked. Because we talked about it a little bit, and she was like, oh, in her defense, it wasn't as soon as it looked. But
it was.
Kristen, you mentioned that it was soon. Katie, you mentioned that it was soon. And, yeah, you both mentioned at different points in the episode that it was soon or maybe even prior to the breakup. So I'm trying to figure out
what was the timeline.
Sheena didn't. Sheena doesn't know as much as we know. Didn't know as much as we knew. She and Stassi weren't friends. She hadn't worked at Sir as long as we had. Frank did not work at Sir for 6 to 8 months. I think it was maybe 4 months, 3 or 4 months that he was there.
Yeah.
As long as we had all known him. And yeah, so it was like maybe he had known Stassi as long as he had known me, Katie, everyone else, 3 or 4 months tops, which is really nothing when you're bartending, what, three shifts a week?
Right.
And so all of a sudden, you guys are just so tight, and he's like the one, and he's so great because Jack sucks. It's just a person. It's a guy that, like Katie said, it's fleeting and it's temporary because it's someone giving you attention and affection that you hadn't had from the relationship that sucked, you know?
It's a rebound.
Yeah, 100%.
It was completely shocking because I said, also, like, I didn't expect you to have a new boyfriend. Forgive me for taking 5 minutes to process everything that's happened in the last, like, week and a half or 2 weeks, but I didn't expect that this trip that we'd been planning for months, that all of a sudden you'd be having this dude come along with you as your boyfriend, and we were all just supposed to open up our arms and give him a hug and be like, welcome. Like, not really into it.
And it was especially awkward. For me, too, because, you know, me, Jax, and Frank had hung out multiple occasions together. So we actually were chummy. Mm-hmm. We had, like, you know, we had a growing bromance going. And and then he went
adorable.
And dropped a bomb on Jax. And, yeah.
Yeah, I think a question came up for us last week saying, how can Stassi move on or have such a tough time deciding between the two when she has 2 years with someone versus... It looked like a week on the show, but Sheena told us it was, you know, a few months going on.
It was like a couple days. Yeah. Maybe a week.
Yikes.
Yeah.
But not for nothing. Okay, so say you're heartbroken by someone, right? Isn't it easy to kind of to rebound with someone, especially that they both know, and it's like a slap in the face? So as a girl, do you think that maybe you'd understand if it was like one of your boyfriends? Isn't it kind of... like nice to rub it in their face if someone broke your heart like that?
I mean, I don't think that's why she did it. Yeah. I don't think she chose Frank to say like F you, Jax. I think legitimately Frank was like moving in and being sweet and wonderful and everything Jax wasn't. So
it was convenient almost?
Well, absolutely. And she's already working with him and getting to see him all the time, and it's everything that she was lacking in the end of her relationship with Jax. Right. He was filling a void. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and it seemed also that Frank thought that they were something more than they were. In terms of, like, at the club, he was like, yeah, it was only a matter of time until we got together at the supper club whenever they were talking. And then Stassi was like, I think that he understands that I'm trying to figure out where I am.
No.
I think there's a little clouded. There's a little cloudiness going on with that fine line right there. But the next thing that we moved into was Sheena and her boyfriend. I thought this was really cute. That was sweet. I just, I don't know. I like them together. I think they have a cute little.
They're amazing.
Like chemistry.
They're so, like, in the best ways possible, like, fabulously vomit-worthy adorable.
I know.
And they've been together for over 2 years, and they're just so cute. Yeah. Like, it's...
Well, they've known each other since high school. Right. For a really long time. So they're, like, old friends, reconnected, found romance. It's really, like, a special thing that they have.
That often makes the best relationship if you're friends before, and then you move in to decide to do a relationship. I think that's cool.
He sounds so nice.
Frank's yes. Yes. Yeah, he seems very genuine.
He's a teddy bear. You just want to hug
him. Yeah. Yeah. So cute.
They have a special little romance of their own. Yeah.
We do.
And then we cut to a scene of Jen and Jeremy talking to Lisa about wanting to ask off, and she was like, no, I have all these people going away. You two can't go. So I'm guessing Jen and Jeremy are the people Stassi doesn't want at her party. Am I right? Wrong?
Yeah, they there more.
Yeah. A-list, B-list, is that what's going on? Understudies, that's what y'all are. Sorry.
How are they feeling since the episode has aired? Are they
I haven't
after
seen
After Stassi's comments.
Yeah, I'm so, not. I mean, we work with them. I'm not really, like...
Yeah. Best friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom and... Tom Sandoval and Kristen, you both were texting Stassi to not trust Frank on the way there, and then you see the trip to Vegas, and I think that this is really interesting that I honestly think that Stassi doesn't want to believe that he didn't get a girl pregnant. Like, she wants to believe that he got someone pregnant so that the relationship could have that clean break. I think I said that last week, that when a relationship is at that crossroads and you're like, I don't know if I necessarily want to be the bad person in the relationship and end it, but if there's an excuse, that's your excuse, and you just, like, cut it off, and that's it. So
she needed a reason, and that was a perfect reason to end it.
Mm. That was...
And it's not her fault, either. It's genius.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
And also about Stassi calling you two effing idiots, that probably wasn't the best thing that you would like to hear your friend saying about
you.
She
has a way with words.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very endearing. Yeah. Very endearing.
Well, I kind of love it, because I feel like in past episodes, you guys weren't as vocal, maybe, and in this one it is quite apparent how you feel, and I think it's great, and I think the viewers love to see that as well. And I think you both had your own moments being like, well, I don't care what you want to hear, this is how I feel, and you're going to listen to me. I think that's almost exactly what you said. And I think that's really great, because before this we didn't really see that.
I have always been that way with Stassi. I treat her as, like, my little sister. Like, let me just bestow some
wisdom upon
you.
We're both always that way with Stassi. You imagine, there's only 8 episodes. They have to show you what...
And they can't show you what happened a year ago, which has, like, always been a similar situation. I treat situations with Stassi the same as, like, take a breath, relax, this is what I'm going to tell you. I try to be objective with her always, 100%, whether she's going to agree with me or not. Just being like, well, Stassi, maybe you were wrong, or maybe this was the actual situation. This is what's going on. I always try to be that way with her, regardless. She might be a princess, but she's not my princess.
So you let her have her blow up, have her moment, and then you come in and you're like, let's work on this a little bit. Let's be the therapist. And you both seem... like, pretty ride-or-die friends. Like, you're there for her. Honestly, I mean, I think that we can all attest to that watching the show, that you're always there for her. And how do you feel about Stassi saying she can't believe that you would side with Frank? I mean, would side with Jax?
Stassi doesn't like the word no.
Yeah.
She doesn't like anyone telling her no. She wants... it's her way or the highway. So that's how she reacts. You tell her no, I don't agree with you, this is how I feel, she's like, F you, peace out.
And we never sided with Jax. It was never like, we believe Jax, we don't believe you. We're like, hold on.
I don't believe Frank. That's where I was coming from. Yeah. I don't know what
we're like,
is going on.
Let's figure this out. It's been 2 minutes. Like, we just found out. Let's, like, kind of talk about this, maybe get some answers and find out what's truly going on here before we're like, F you, Jax, you're an a-hole. You know, I wasn't for that.
Yeah, I think the situation becomes super cloudy because he's a part of your friends. Like, he's somebody that you've been friends with way before Stassi, correct, Kristen?
Before Stassi, Katie Schwartz, Sandoval.
Yeah, so it's hard for you to just completely believe something completely terrible about him and just cut him out of your life. I don't know.
It's not totally, like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's...
But...
you know, and it is true. It did happen 3 years ago. That's totally legit. It's when he lived with us. So, but again, when that was brought up, that it kind of almost just like went right over my head that, oh my God, this exact situation happened 3 years ago. It made perfect sense that Frank was going to kind of use that and say it happened right now. So there was just so many things involved that it just didn't seem right.
That's a ballsy move for a guy to do. I feel like that, not that, the, I mean, this is stereotyping, but I feel like that'd be something a girl would do, like to throw that mud like that. I wouldn't expect that. I honestly wouldn't expect that from a guy.
Oh, yeah.
I would do it.
Especially given their prior relationship.
Yeah.
From a psychological standpoint, I'd say it's indicative of either never have dated a hot girl before, or possibly having a baby dick.
Allegedly.
Frank, come on and show us. No, I'm just kidding.
What were you about to say?
It's so dumb to lie about that. I was going to say, this might be throwing someone under the bus, but someone mentioned that when we were viewing that Jax is maybe a good liar. So, like, where did that come
from? Jax is an excellent liar.
You're shaking your head. So.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jax is the best liar I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
100%. Can we all... Who thinks Jax is a great liar?
So Tom, that wouldn't stay make... Out of it.
Boycode.
Even though Tom was the one that said it. But
yes.
What?
But, so that wouldn't make you guys a little bit, like, apprehensive, you know?
Of course, but there still were questions. Like, it still wasn't like, okay, Frank, great. All right, then, done. That's what happened.
See you later, Frank.
So it was kind of like the lesser of two evils. Like, of the two, you think Frank is, like, the bigger liar, I guess, and manipulator than Jax.
Well, like we said, it's not that I believe Jax. It's that I don't believe Frank.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, Jax is right, Stassi's wrong. It was that I think Frank's full of shit. This could be true. I don't know. But like Katie said, give us, like,
time,
you know,
to process
right.
it.
Yeah.
Time
to, yeah. Figure to it figure out. Let's it talk out. To Jax. Let's, yeah, what the hell? You know, it was just... It wasn't like Team Jax. It was like not Team Frank.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Jack's notorious. He's notorious for telling little white lies, you know, innocent lies. But, you know, like, he's not. He doesn't really lie from the heart.
Yeah,
about stuff with substance, you know. So he's got a good heart.
Oh, yeah, he does.
But he lies heart. About things like getting a girl pregnant.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wait, so you knew him 3 years before.
I've known Jax for 5.5 years.
So you were there whenever the prostitute pregnancy situation happened.
The why? Prostitute.
Prostitute, yeah.
I don't know if it's a prostitute. It wasn't a prostitute.
Yeah. She
was it? She's like a nude model porn cover girl thing.
I'm surprised that she hasn't come forward. Has she? Do we know
her? She's an ex-girlfriend of his.
Oh.
They're still friends.
I mean, I could see that they're, you know, a girl being... Like, oh, I'm
but
a person.
Why? I don't understand why you wouldn't chime in and say, this was 3 years ago, not a few months
ago.
Like,
oh, this already happened.
Yeah.
But Stassi knew about it.
Yeah.
She knew that happened before he dated her.
So she still thought, it's happening again.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, she thought it happened again. Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it had been 5 minutes. So it took us like 10 minutes to at least go, oh, maybe it was like the story about 3 years ago. I mean, it was so sudden. And it was just like, okay.
And we got a text from Stassi saying, come over, I'm upset, I'm not showing up to work today, I'm sick to my stomach, I'm crying, blah, 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 thinking she's alone, like, drinking and throwing up in her bathroom because she's crying so badly. Katie and I show up, and then there's, like, a party of people
the
in
funeral,
her living
that's
room.
What I like to call it.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, so it was really sudden.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like she didn't even think when she heard the news. She was just like, oh, my gosh, like, freaking out. And it's like... She didn't think, like, oh, that could have happened 3 years ago, or maybe I should talk to him and ask him.
She's very impulsive.
So
she and Jax both are. They're the same person.
Like,
All right. So we go onto the car ride, and we see Jax has hitched along with the guys, and none of the girls know that Jax is in
the
car.
No one noticed.
I mean, Tom didn't tell you at all, Kristen?
No.
Tom didn't tell you at all, Katie?
No. They have their own.
Yeah, it was originally like Katie, Stassi, and I, and all the dudes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like we couldn't fit 6 people in one car. And then when Stassi, last minute, it was the Stassi going with Frank thing, and it just kind of was what it was.
So. It was chicks before dicks.
So what did you guys think when your boyfriends, because I'm sure I can't imagine Jax all of a sudden just showing up at the restaurant and no one besides the boys knowing he was there. Did you guys just find out at that moment that he was in Vegas, or did you know and just not knowing he was going to show his face?
I didn't know for a fact. I obviously had a gut feeling. It's Jax. I mean,
right.
Like, yeah. He's really going to let us all go to Vegas and leave him out.
Yeah.
Whether it's like, I mean, yes, I know he doesn't want Stassi to be with Frank, but like, all of your best friends are going to Vegas and you're just going to chill back in LA? No way. Yeah. He would never let it happen. But at the same time, I didn't know for a fact, because for the few days before that, he was so on the fence. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Vegas. No, screw it. I'm not going. Oh, no, I'm going to go. No, I'm not going. So I had a feeling, but I 100% did not think he was going to show up at dinner.
Well, he said he was going to kind of have his opportunity to talk to her and right his wrongs. Do you guys think that that was a smart move on his part, or should he just have stayed home and dealt with it when she got there?
The latter.
I mean, but yeah, yeah. Besides the drama for the show, it made great television, obviously, but like...
No, in hindsight, he should have stayed the hell home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe sent the flowers, but like, just stayed home.
Or like, taken a gentler approach, maybe showed him at the pool and been like, hi, like, tiptoeing in, being like, I'm here, can we talk? Right. Like, you know, not coming in like full-blown, like, bull.
Here's the party.
Yeah.
He came in like the fawns.
And how were you two panicking whenever you were asking for your reservation and it almost looked like you would be rooming with those two? With Stassi and Frank?
We knew we had a reservation, and the fact that I'm like, you're shitting, like, you're kidding me right now.
Yeah.
Because the boys weren't there yet, and we knew that we had a reservation.
Had a room, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hang out in the lobby until they get here. I'm not about to go chill with you and Frank in your room. Like, and, no, thank okay. you.
The guy at the desk, though, sucks at his job. I mean, no offense to him, wherever he is.
Thank you.
You're like, oh, yeah, Tom. Yeah, that's my boyfriend. Like, that's fine. That's my room. Like,
yeah, and then it was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
He's like, there's a camera. It's legit, right? Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's listening to this right now. And
fired.
There's a tear rolling down his cheek.
He's from behind the desk. He's like watching.
He's filling out job applications because he just got fired.
Yeah.
Katie, I really enjoyed that you really tried to squash the drama when you both went to Stassi's room and you saw the flowers and you were like, let's just end this. And Stassi kind of gave in and gave you a little like wiggle wiggle hug. And I mean, I was hoping that that would kind of be the end all cure all, but well, I had a feeling it wouldn't be.
It certainly felt that way because that's very much of my personality, is like, address situations when it's important, but mostly like, let's not let things escalate. Let's not let things carry on. We came here for a purpose. It's your birthday. I want to have fun. I want to have fun with you. Let's make the best of it. Done. Seal it with a hug. Move on. I thought that's where it ended. Honestly, like, could not have predicted.
It should have. It should have ended there, probably. But I'm glad it didn't, for TV reasons. Yeah. For my sick enjoyment.
Jack should have showed up with those flowers in person, don't you think?
Yeah.
Or maybe jumped out of a cake naked. Well, that not naked, been... not naked.
Oh my God, he should have been one of the dancers at Chippendale.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would have been good.
That's an idea.
We need some. We need to get a production meeting going with Bob. Segways.
Yeah.
Bravo, you don't need to show us the card 3 times.
Yeah, we got it.
That really peeved me for some reason. But like, why? They kept showing it.
Like, I kind of enjoyed that ballsy move of Jax, though, to be like, I'm going to send flowers and Frank's going to see it as
nice
soon as we walk
flowers.
In. I was like, they have some balls. I was like, mm-hmm. that's a well thought out diss mm-hmm. right there.
I liked the flowers. I thought that was a nice touch. Splash. I could have, the flowers was good, but then him showing up was kind of like, oh no.
And then Stassi's comment about breaking it against the wall and stabbing him in the face, I was like, oh.
Much appreciated.
Right. She really liked those flowers.
She got the message.
Like I said, she has a way with words.
Yeah.
And then we get to, of course, Jax admitting that it was 3 years ago that he got a prostitute / girl, regular girl, not prostitute, as we clarified, pregnant. And Peter's, I think that he might be my favorite person on the show just because of his reactions. He's always, it just seems like he's like really enjoying that moment of being like, yeah, like, I'm in this. I just think it's funny. I think he's cute. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I just think he, like, is taking Jax aside and really hearing him out. And he's ride or die friend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. What do you think about Peter?
Well, I think he's he's hilarious. He makes me laugh every single time I see him. But when we were rewatching it, I was so confused to see him. This is, like, jumping ahead for sure. But at breakfast... Mm-hmm. The next day.
With the B-list.
Yeah, because he was on the A-list for a moment, and he just dropped out. But also, he was with Jax, from what I understood. He was staying together, and now, you know, he's at breakfast the next morning, and everyone else is going home, so...
He's just there for a breakfast. He's just there to eat.
He's playing both sides.
He's wants a French
like, toast. And he's not taking sides. He was texting, I thought, Jax, giving him the whereabouts of the whole group.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
so
this is where they are. Come now. Like, show up. 5 minutes.
But I don't think that it was, like, in a, like, like mischievous way, though.
Do you think going to happen. I mean, I don't know.
We're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves.
What do I know?
We'll head over to my favorite part of the episode is the Chippendales part of the episode. I thought that was really funny that the girls didn't tell the guys that y'all were doing that. Did you honestly not know?
I had no idea.
That's amazing.
I want to say, despite my reaction, what they showed on the show, I actually really enjoyed it. It was good. I really did.
I mean, it's ridiculous entertainment. Yeah. Like, ridiculous. Literally ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys, listen to who was emceeing it. You're not going to believe me.
Who?
Joey Lawrence.
Whoa. New Kids on the Block?
Yeah.
Really?
He emceed the whole
show. Joey Lawrence from Blossom.
No, yeah, you guys remember Blossom?
Yeah.
Do I?
Oh, dear.
He came out and did a song. Like, he sang. We're like, what is going on?
He's great.
What is this? Was it?
What is this?
He was on Dancing with the Stars.
Did he have just a thong on, or he had it holding up?
Well, he had, like, I think he had a...
He had a white beater, and he ripped it off.
Oh, dear.
He didn't do that.
Well, speaking about the Chippendales, you guys said you had a little fun.
Oh, yeah. Share this with the crowd.
That wasn't on TV. You should tell us about it.
Well, first we got, like, lap dances, and Tom's sitting next to me. A guy's grinding his business up on my face. So I'm like, hi, babe. And then all of a sudden they pull Stassi up, like, away. They come and take carry her away, and then they carry both of us away. And they put us in, like, these chairs, and Stassi's all, like, chained up to this
super 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Mixed with, like, Twilight.
Up like this, blindfolded.
Something.
Yeah.
And then I come out and do this whole dance and, like, you know, giving us a little bit of entertainment, whatnot. I'm, like, waving to Tom.
Totally
like,
getting humped. We're, like, straight up getting humped.
Yeah. It was so cool. Like, I wish someone could have filmed it. Well, wait,
what? I know. I did film it, but I accidentally deleted it.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, no, I mean,
it was a good time.
I still want to see that.
It was a good time.
Oh, and I got scolded for filming it, too. One of the bouncers came over, and he's like, you got to stop.
Only Bravo is allowed to get
it. Yeah.
I wish they would have shown that. I hope they have, like, a lost footage episode. I said this while we were watching the episode before this, that I hope that they show that, because that's amazing. That's really funny.
Something.
I want Stassi to remember it, because I
doubt
she does.
Tequila. Was blowing.
And of course, Peter has his glory moment of the episode. That he was like, I don't know why anybody would pay for this. I do this at my house. Like, I could just put on some music and take off my clothes. And I was like, yes. This might need to be like a web special that they do for the Bravo. I don't know. Just hear me out, Bravo, okay? And then Frank is like doing his little like dance. I was like, this is reality TV gold right here. Thank you. Thank you, Peter, for that. Boop.
And those ladies that were hitting on him, and one had her legs were like wide open. My birthday thing.
Body language.
And then the other one had the tan lines.
And they were like at least a double, triple his age, it seemed. So,
Vegas, baby.
Yeah. In Vegas.
I think they were together, the two women. Mm-hmm. No?
Like in a lesbian thing?
Way. Yeah.
Lesbian?
Oh, really?
I don't think they're lesbians.
I think they were just cougars.
Yeah.
They were cougs.
I mean, the one was sitting like a man with her legs open.
She wanted to get
it
in.
I thought it was for theater.
She wanted to get it in.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
She wanted that VIP package. That's what she wanted. VIP package. Okay. And then we leave. Of course, then we leave the Chippendales, and we're in the limo on the way to the restaurant, and we have Hail Princess Stassi, and then no one responds. She wants everybody to say it, and nobody does. I was like, that's a burn.
Yeah.
That's a birthday burn for you.
She's not our princess. We don't call her Princess Stassi. She calls herself Princess Stassi.
I mean,
so we weren't going to say Hail Stassi.
It was next just like an awkward
birthday
moment.
Princess.
It was amazing. What did you two think about the Hail Princess?
I'm a firm believer that when it's someone's birthday, you do whatever they want to. I mean, not whatever. Obviously, you don't go kill someone. But, like, whenever it's my birthday or my friend's birthdays, it's just kind of like, it's her birthday for the whole week. We have to do whatever she wants to do. We have to listen to her. And so, I mean, if it's something like Hail Princess Stassi or, like, Shut the Fuck Up, Everybody, It's My Birthday, you just, like, do it. And then the next week, when it's not their birthday anymore, that's when you can be like, look, shut the hell up.
You know what you did?
Yeah. Remember your birthday? So that's how I feel. But
if I were in that limo, I would not say Hail Princess Stassi. That would never come out of my mouth.
I'd probably be too drunk to even say anything.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
Pour me another shot.
But people on iTunes, tell us what you think. What do you do when it's your friend's birthdays?
Great segue.
Yes. Segue.
Not really, but you can go to iTunes and rate and comment on your favorite shows here at AfterBuzz. Of course, we want you to rate and comment on Vanderpump Rules. Give us 5 stars. We'll take no less than 4. Comment, tell us what you think about the show. Tell us, are you team Jax or are you team... What's his name? Frank?
Frank.
I want to call him Ryan. I want to call him Ryan. Whose side are you on? And tell a friend to check out AfterBuzz TV. Thanks.
It only takes a minute.
It only takes a minute. That's exactly right.
That is what she said.
Unfortunately.
Okay. So we get to the point we have a little drunken debauchery going on. A little dancing, a little like ching ching, bing bing, shake shake with the belly dancers. And then Jack shows up. And right off the bat, he's kissing, hugging everybody. Then he's like, Frank, you can suck my cock. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, here we go. Here we go. And Frank just flies off the handle, which all of you can attest to. What was it like with him completely firing? I mean, both of them, you can say they were both kind of fueling their own, both of their fires a little bit. They were just like, yap, 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 yapping. What was it like being in that situation?
And silence. it was really intense because I felt like obviously Jax came in with a purpose, with some kind of agenda, and Frank just kind of patronized him, and which ultimately led to this huge escalation. Oh, and dear. Can we crack that, please?
Open like, it.
Yeah.
Now I need it.
And then he gets fired up, and he is like the most even keeled, like, like, doesn't fight, doesn't want to hear it, nothing like that. So you know if he's going to call Stassi a bitch or whatever, that he means it. It's coming from a place that's just, like, so foreign.
It's coming from the heart.
And he means it.
I got that feeling from the show. I was like, I don't think that you'd be the type of guy that just be like, yeah, you're a bitch to a girl.
No, you were
sticking up for your friend. And I mean, I think we all can appreciate something like that.
Well, it was the culmination of, like, the whole week leading up to it, and, like, her and Katie had been going back and forth, and Katie was really distraught, and, like, you know, I had to deal with some of the collateral damage, and just in that moment, in that time, it just kind of all culminated all over the place.
Literally all over the place. And Katie, the moment that really bothered me is whenever she threw a drink in Tom's face. I thought, and then you came, I was like, good for her for getting off that couch and doing something. I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah, because that's her man, and you had him.
Yeah, she might be my best friend, and he might have called her a bitch, but you were going to... Hold on.
Drink, child.
You're going to toss a drink in my boyfriend's face. I'm going to stand up and be like, sit down, honey. But her reaction to me standing up was not like, oh, okay. Was just like...
pummeling you.
Grabbing and ripping your hair.
I mean, it was like kind of like a grab at the back of my head. I just remember feeling a hand on my back of my neck with my hair, and then just like a shove down to the couch.
I mean, in your life as an adult, would you ever imagine that you'd be in a girl fight with your best friend?
No!
I mean,
never.
That doesn't really happen, I wouldn't think.
Not outside of work.
come on. That only happens in circle.
It seemed like, and maybe I'm wrong, but was there a longer period of time before this fight kind of escalated? Or was it just the editing that had that happen in 5 minutes? Or was it really like...
From the time it started to the outside?
Yeah.
It was that fast.
Oh, it was that fast.
It was a gradual build, and then Jax was obviously the catalyst, and after that, it was like, boom, boom.
No, but well, he was not in the restaurant for more than 2 minutes.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, after the drinks were thrown and Katie and whatever, because then the owner was at the front, like, because Jax threw the stool, and then the owner was like, okay, everyone out now.
That, I'm saying that up until, I'm on the same page.
Okay.
Sorry. I got excited.
It was very fast.
Before we move into the fight, I'd like to say that Jax, I will say this, he acknowledged that he should have been a bigger person then, but he had that devil on his shoulder that he just took over. So at least he acknowledged that. I think that that's man of him to acknowledge that. But then we got into some, like, schoolyard play. A little craziness going on.
I think it was you, Kristen. You were just like, school and Frank. And telling him how it is, which I think was really great. Because even in the restaurant, too, you're like, shut the F up. Like, no one wants you here. Mind your own business sort of thing. Stop encouraging Jax. Mm-hmm. And I think that was good to hear. I like that. What'd you guys think?
Mm. I liked it. Stand up for what you believe in. I was kind of like lost in that whole scene because it was just like drinks flying and things everywhere. I was like, wait, who's throwing what? Like, it was kind of confusing. But did you guys get hit with drinks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My dress was like stuck to me. Like, I remember going into the bathroom after like the whole Stassi chuck me to the couch kind of thing and just like immediately started crying and just like completely in shock, like, what the hell just happened? And some girl chased me in there. She's like, I have napkins, like, here you go. And I was just like, I'm like, okay, thank you, like, what's going on? Like, it was like, you know, and I didn't even realize that he was trying to give Stassi a taste of his beer, like, straight to the face. I didn't even see that part. Like, it was just, I mean, obviously.
Totally so fast.
Of me, but, you know, I don't usually abide by the eye for an eye, you know. But, I don't know, just, the moment
I think it was a lot. I think it was pent up aggression from years of...
Yes. Serenity now and sanity later, and that was my moment, yeah.
What I want to know is how long did it take for the shirts to come off? Because
very
that
important.
Seems so quick.
Yeah.
So disappointed. In
I've never heard of that, like, sort of like UFC fights, like the shirts are off usually, but like... I mean, I was like, this is like WWE stuff going on right here.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. Is that like a...
And the little Jersey Shore.
It was totally Jersey Shore. Like, what the hell? I was inside the restaurant cleaning the beer off of Stassi, the terrible friend that I am.
Oh, yeah.
While my boyfriend decides to run outside and rip his shirt off and, like, run around the parking lot like an ape. Apparently, he did connect with Frank.
Oh, is that whenever that little initial? I think the camera
I couldn't even see it, but I know that it happened. Like, Tom actually hit him. Tom's never been in a fight in his life. No. I mean, look at him, really. Like,
I think he could get in a fight.
He would mess up his hair. He would mess his face up.
His hair. Like, there's no way in hell. It's just not his thing. He's not that kind of person. But I guess it was kind of.
You got
the same boat Schwartz was in. It was just like enough was enough.
Mm-hmm. You got to defend your friend, you know. I think. YOLO.
YOLO.
You only met
YOLO.
Then we, of course, see the fight conclude, and Frank leaves, Jax leaves, and Stassi's left alone without her friends, with beer all over herself.
Tears.
How could you two leave her like that? Do you think she's... I mean,
do we just say it? Because I tweeted it, so what the hell?
Just say it.
We did not have a choice. Like, when that fight broke
production made us leave.
They had to step in the middle. They had to... Like, you saw them all there. We had to leave the restaurant.
This is like cops are going to be called, serious.
I mean, they didn't want
to
lawsuit.
They did not. Yeah. We were not allowed to go. We tried to go back into the restaurant where Stassi was. We were not allowed.
It was like everyone get in the limo. Everyone leave. Go. Everyone. Peter stayed with Stassi. It was like everyone else. Like, no more conflict. Just
get out
to the hotel now. Like, we're done.
Hey, wow, you guys got you guys were in trouble.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, the people working at the restaurant were probably like, "What
that
is happening?"
So bad. I felt so awful. That poor man.
God,
it was.
Yeah.
Okay, now everyone's gonna want to go to that restaurant, though. So
yeah, you gave them business.
We're not allowed back there, but I definitely recommend everyone else go there because it was awesome. We didn't get to finish dinner, but
the entrees were about to come out. Yeah. We were all so hungry.
It was like a five course prefix, like amazing Moroccan situation. We had like two courses, and then we had
some appetizers, some shrimp, and some bread, and that was it. I was so hungry.
No, like, that part would make me cry.
That made me throw a drink and be like, don't interrupt my meal. And then we see, of course, the morning after, and Stassi is with her new friends, as I like to call the B-list. And we see some hungover people waking up in their bedroom.
Dirty feet.
What was that like?
You see my dirty foot?
What?
Yeah, I was so dirty.
So what are you bringing that attention to?
Not everybody's going to watch it for that.
I was a little jealous of that.
Like, I have high arches.
Yeah, you do. I was like, wow.
He's got the really grossest
dancer. Wait, you really saw his feet?
Yeah. I pay attention to feet.
I must have blinked.
It's a weird
I liked the moment whenever... I wrote this down. We talked about it while we were watching the episode. But, Tom, that was really funny when you said you wiped the foam from Jax's mouth.
Yeah.
I was like...
And honestly, I honestly thought that was just an expression. You know, I know it happens with animals. I didn't know... I've never seen a person literally foam at the mouth. And Jax was foaming from both sides. Like...
Was it because he was angry or...
He was berserk. I mean, he had completely lost it.
He was like
I've never
animal.
Seen him like that, yeah.
Sorry to cut you off. Jax drinking, or had he pre-gamed coming to the restaurant?
I'm
was he
sure.
completely sober?
Probably. I'm sure he had a few.
I mean, he wasn't, like, belligerent when he got there, but I guarantee you don't... You have to, like, take a couple back before you're like, and go. You know what I mean? Yeah. But he wasn't, like, belligerently wasted by any means. But it wasn't... It definitely wasn't, like, an alcohol-induced foaming at the mouth. It was like anger, rage, sadness, like every emotion you could possibly just like at one time.
Mm. I was thinking maybe the enzymes from the saliva and the alcohol.
Like adrenaline.
Like mixed alcohol. And like made a little, I don't know.
There's a lot of pain in those eyes.
But good for you for being a good friend and wiping it away.
Yeah, I dabbed him. I felt like not like a proud mom. I felt like his mom, yeah.
Yeah, like.
I felt so maternal. I never really felt anything like that.
You like licked your thumb?
I licked your thumb and then got him. That's what I did.
And then I was proud of Jax and Frank both like completely removing themselves from the situation, being like, you know, let's just remove ourselves. And then Stassi was like, I'm glad Frank left because my friends do not like him. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that he kind of brought himself into this situation. I don't think that it was an initial thought to be like, oh, he's coming in, so they're not going to like him. Like, he knew what he was getting into. I really feel that way.
Like, what a baby move. Like, people don't like people all the time. Like, you have to stand by your girl. If you're really trying to ride for her and you're really trying to get her to, you know, pick you, then you have to stay and be bullied. I mean, not to say you guys were bullying him, but you have to stay and through thick or thin. So I think that was whack that he left.
I think Stassi was probably glad that he was gone. She was like, I can just have fun now.
Yeah, exactly.
Goodbye.
She's like, man, no birthday sex.
He kind of screwed himself over from the start, though, by lying. Because obviously that's going to be resolved eventually. So what is his plan after that, after his whole lie about Jax?
Well, did he... He knew that it was... Did he hear the story, like, from a third party,
and
that's why he was confused? Or he just blatantly was like, I'm going to make this lie up? Or do you guys know?
Supposedly he had heard it from Jax.
He claims to have heard it from Jax.
Okay.
He claims to have been in a car with Jax when Jax got a phone call. So, clearly stating, they were friends, not just coworkers, because they were in the car together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they were in a car together, and... Supposedly, Jax got a phone call from this girl letting him know that this is what was going on
and this
while
is
Frank was in
three
the
years ago.
And this is an ex-girlfriend of his, correct?
No.
Oh, no.
According to Frank, it was some girl that Jax hooked up with 2 months prior to this while he was in Vegas, and Frank covered his shift, and then Frank was in the car with him doing whatever. I have no idea where they were going or whatever, but then he got the phone call. Frank was there, and he told... confided in Frank about it. That's the story we were told.
Yeah, sounds shady.
Yeah, it's really shady.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
Me neither.
He's using any means he can to leverage that relationship with Stassi, in my opinion.
I mean, even Stassi said that everyone wants to sleep with her, so.
Oh, dear. I thought that was really bitchy when Stassi shared with the entire group at the breakfast table that she was in a fight with you two, and then she continued to send you a picture of the group being like, you know, you're not here.
Yeah,
like that was, and I think her name is Kelly. Was that like, Was that her, like, kind of pushing that?
I think it spawned from, like, Kelly trying to be humorous and sort of humor Stassi and make, you know, just make a joke, like, oh, just do this, ha ha. And Stassi's like, yeah, let's do that. That's a great idea. Dear. Take a picture, da 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 da. I don't think.
That's where you and I disagree. I didn't know that until watching it.
I am good friends with Kelly.
I thought that was all Stassi's idea. And yeah, Kelly's great. I mean, great. But I had no idea that was kind of her idea until I saw the show. And I'm like, are you shitting me right now?
Yeah, I was about to ask, are you friends with her?
Yeah, we are. I happened to see her the other day, and I was like, Kel, really?
She retired from Sir. She couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, really?
She's moved on to bigger and better.
She'd been there longer than I. She was the only person that had been there longer than I had.
Interesting.
So it's time to move on. But yeah, that wasn't cool, though. I wasn't stoked about that response, because I was, as I said, not to be like, Team Kristen, I'm defending myself, but what the hell did I do wrong the night before? The last thing I did was wipe the beer off of you that was deservingly poured all over you by Schwartz. And now you're, and I'm like, hey, let's talk. And you're like, who do you want to talk to first? Because here's all my new friends.
It was shocking, for sure. I mean, because especially when Jen was like, well, they're here for your birthday. And she's like, well, I want nothing to do with them. It's like, really? Like, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You don't even want to talk to us and find out what goes on, because you obviously don't remember what happened. So it would benefit us all to maybe have a discussion and get to the bottom of it. But that's not going to happen.
I mean, since you've been friends so long, I would think that she would want to pull you two to the side. I mean, we get there in a minute at the club. But before that, I would think that, you know, like maybe in her room or your room or something, so it's just the three of you talking about it.
Excuse me. You would think
that she would want to, like, just squash it, but I don't know. That's just not in her style, I don't think. Miss Stassi likes a little bit of drama. I think we can all attest to that.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yes, and then we, of course, cut to Lisa's lavish life in her damn media room.
With all her cute dogs.
All of her cute dogs, and then we learn that one of them is pink. Correct.
Floozy.
The dog is pink?
She's pink.
Yeah.
It's like a light cotton candy pink, if you will. Oh. I'll go there.
Wow. A bubble bath.
She's like a giant version of Jiggy. Even though she's really tiny, she's about this big. But, oh my God. She's floozy because she's like a little
hussy.
Little hussy, yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. That's awesome.
And Katie, did you catch any flack for, did anyone on social media say, why would you call Lisa? Did anyone say that to you? Because I personally think I'm like, good for you for calling.
No.
Because I think that's smart to be like, please just don't schedule me with her. Like, let's just be apart so we can avoid this.
Well, yeah, I mean, Lisa says over and over and over, I don't tolerate outside drama, you bringing your business in. And she looks at me as being like this sensible, responsible being in the midst of a lot of chaos. And, you know, and so it was just me trying to live up to those expectations by being like, okay, I have been involved in something and I want you to hear it from me before you hear it from anybody else. And especially since Jackson and Frank are both coming home, I don't know when they're going to be working together, but this is what happened. And I did catch a little bit of flack for that. People are like, well, why would you do that? Who calls their boss when they're, it's like, it's a different situation. Working at Sir is not like working anywhere else. You take on an entire different responsibility, and it's just very, very different.
It's like family.
Yeah,
it is a familial bond from all of you.
100%.
Exactly.
Did any part of you think that, well, maybe this will be resolved by the time we get home, so let's just wait to see what happens when we get back in LA and then fill Lisa in then?
A lot of me wanted to think that. The majority of me wanted to think that, but the reality was just, I knew it wasn't, and that was what brought on the phone call to Lisa, just knowing that this may or may not be resolved for a while.
Yeah, it's only going to get messier, I feel like. You can't give away too much.
It's better just to watch
it. Yeah.
Honestly, it's better just to watch it.
So we're going to wrap up this little, you know, discussing the episode before we get into questions for you two with this. Of course, the conversation between Stassi and the two of you at Vanity, which you two look gorgeous at. I told you this while we were watching the episode. It was really, really pretty. Check it out. Agree with me, please. And
please.
And
so sorry,
Stassi,
coughing, getting over the cold.
And
excuse me.
I wrote this down, and this is really funny. This is a Mean Girl reference. I said, Kristen is Gretchen Wieners. She cracked. We cracked Gretchen Wieners. That's who you are. I like it.
But I get Valentine's, okay?
That is a Mean Girls reference.
I'm starting, I love the show, but I got a lot of flack for not getting catching a Mean Girl reference the other
Dude.
Day.
So. Oh.
Yeah. I've watched it a few times since, and...
You're going to watch it many
I'm coming along. Okay.
Does that make Stassi Regina George?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She is Regina George.
You love to hate her, and you hate to love her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... I think
Does
it's Regina
Does that make
George.
Me Karen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think
the puppy line at that, I think that kind of is puts you in that Karen category. And I think that's a great category to be in.
I was here for Halloween. I cut the boobs out of my shirt and had a
that's
K.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So, and how did you two feel about Stassi just completely... disregarding the two of you at that and just walking away and being like, if you two aren't going to be my friends, then that's it. How did you feel?
Destroyed, honestly.
Pissed.
Because before we even walked in, I was like, don't let go of my hand. Like, I was so anxious and so nervous walking into that, you know, but I wanted to, even though things were strange, still be a good friend and be like, I'm here for your birthday. I'm going to come. Because if we didn't go, we would hear all about it. So I wanted to go and just say, you know, happy birthday and just sort of be somewhat civil. And, you know, Kristen wanted to talk to her immediately and she wasn't having that. But then when she approached us, like outside, and
what they didn't show too is obviously, and I said it, the first thing we did, I walked up to her, I gave her a hug, I said, happy birthday. She was like, thank you. And that's when I was like, can we talk? She's like, I don't want to talk to you. No. Okay, fine. Watching it, hindsight, maybe not an appropriate time at a nightclub, whatever. But I'm also not going to sit here and like cheer shots with you when you've been treating both Katie and I like shit for the last 24 hours. So sorry, homie. At least say like, I'm really sorry about last night. Everything sucked. It was a terrible, chaotic, dramatic situation. Let's talk tomorrow or something. And she was basically just like, peace out, not my problem. Yeah. So for me, it was like, that was it. Like, done. Can't. Done. Yeah. Like, I'm over Princess Stassi and her bratty 24-year-old ass. Like, woe is me, cry me a river. I'm so young and so whatever.
Well, and for her to look at us and be like, who are you guys right now? It's like, we're the same people and we're acting the same way that we have for the last 2+ years with you. You're just not receiving it the same way anymore. And I'm sorry for that, but don't call us assholes and don't be angry with us. Like, we are just being the same person to you. And she was just, that's why I was looking at her being like, well, who are you? Who am I? Like, who are you? I don't know you either right now. And it just, it really sucked. Like, that was a really, really dreadful time.
For as bad as that whole conversation was, I'm glad for the two of you. And I'll even say this, like, I'm glad for the two of you because it showed who you two were as a part of the show. Because even I said last week that, I thought that you two were kind of just sucking up to her a lot.
We're like the double mint twins that, hail Queen Stassi. I know.
Yeah, and, I mean, and
that's what you see.
What it
seems. Like, yeah,
and I'm glad
that,
I'm glad this episode
Thank
happened.
Thank you, Bravo.
Yeah.
Suck it.
I'm glad that y'all had this moment because I think my opinion completely changed.
100%.
For the two of you. Seriously.
Me too.
And I apologize for saying that because we judged
too
quickly.
Oh, but you see, well, you can only speak on what you see. And you don't know. You're not there every day.
Yeah, this she's episode like, showcased
but
you
it. But it is. Like, it's she's my little sister. Tom Sandoval hates when I say ever since I've met Stassi, I'm like, she's my mini me. Everything that she is at her age now, or since I've known her since she was 21, that was me. So I'm always like, I'm like, that is my mini me. Oh my God. I'm like, no. So I'm like constantly trying to like not correct her mistakes, but just kind of go like, I've been there, done that. Like, trust me.
You don't want to go there.
Yeah. And I mean, and I still go there. Everyone knows I'm like the drama queen or whatever. But I'm, I get it. I'm a lot older than she is. And yeah, they don't exactly show that.
Like, yeah. They don't show her going to be.
Well, like Sheena said last week on AfterBuzz, Sheena said, well, like Katie and Kristen are both older than Stassi, so I don't really get why they're like, I'm like, really?
Answering to her.
Just point that out.
Sheena.
Okay, so we'll wrap.
I love you.
I want to get to the questions because we're running a little bit late, but that's okay. So first of all, I want to know what the three of you would like for your ideal careers to be outside of all this.
I'm going to let you jump on that because I know you're dying.
Go, girl.
Well, my main career aspiration is to be a music supervisor, which a lot of people get confused. They think I play the music, Esther. It's not the same thing. Basically, it's placing songs in film and television, kind of like soundtrack stuff. So like making the scene come to life with music. It's very like an audio visual type job. But then maybe further on down the line, have like my own boutique record label.
That's cool.
Awesome.
That's really cool. Yeah.
She gonna do it.
It's hard. It's interesting hearing that because you don't hear a lot of people with that aspiration. I think that's really cool. You're like blazing your own way. I like that.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I did. She starred in a film called Blood on Canvas.
This past summer.
Yeah, and I did all the music for it. And it was a huge task, and I've never done a whole feature film. I was always like web stuff.
It was my first lead role
in
a feature, and it was her first music supervision role in a feature.
Yeah. And I worked. It was really good. Yeah, I worked.
We won a lot of awards, and it was.
Yeah, we did
a festival. A lot of festival nods.
It was amazing. Cool. So. Yeah.
What about you, Kristen or Tom? Anybody?
I'm an actor.
Mm-hmm. So what?
I'm like, hi, general public. I am not a reality TV persona who wants to act. This is what I've been doing since just after I moved out to LA.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been since you've been in LA?
I moved to LA in 2007, so 5.5 years.
Nice.
And cool. I started studying probably 6 months after I moved here.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Did you go to school for acting? Or did you...
I mean, I didn't go to college for acting. I actually went to college for music.
Oh, cool.
Music business, strangely enough. And when I moved to LA, I met a lot of really great people that were mentors to me as far as the music business was concerned. And the more I got into it, the more I realized it wasn't for me. Because I'm a musician, so I kind of was trying to meld the two. Yeah. And I started really hating it a lot. It kind of took my passion away from playing. So... music's the hobby and got into acting, and it's whether or not it becomes something that I am making like bank off of and I'm a working actor forever, it's the only thing that makes me legitimately fulfilled and happy.
That's awesome.
Jax hates when I say this, so it's true. Jax, it's my craft. But it's what I love to do. Cool. So yeah.
Tom?
Me?
He's a Mactor.
I'm a Mactor.
The Mactor.
That's a model actor.
The Mactor.
He wants to be in every commercial.
I cringe.
Ever.
I cringe at myself so much.
Oh, and
wait a minute.
We all have to congratulate Tom because he just booked his very first national commercial.
Yay, Tom!
We can't divulge what it is. But it's out there. Yeah. It happened. So congratulations.
We'll see it when it comes out.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's amazing. I'm still reeling from that. I'm feeling pretty good about it. And I want to be an actor as well. Although I've just been trying to establish myself commercially, you know, and I've been doing a good amount of print modeling, you know, just get like a nice little cushion and then really focus on the theatrical stuff. Because I am passionate about it, but I seem to get distracted. And I guess I get in my own way a lot, you know?
I think that's true for a lot of people,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But look at his face. I mean,
no, it's really, all right.
Honestly.
Stop. But yeah. I mean, I do all kinds of stuff. I stay busy in L.A. I went to College of Florida State, and my dad wanted me to be a doctor, so I was pre-med.
Oh, wow.
Finished it out. Halfway through, I was always a closet actor. Like, I would have all, like, I would have, like,
he's
you know.
In the closet.
I would have, you know, all the books under my bed. I'd be reading them at night with my flashlight. I never told anybody that I wanted to be an actor. Like, even my buddies in college, they had no idea that I plan on packing up all my stuff and moving out here. Anyways, I digress.
How does your family feel about you pursuing that?
At first, of course, they were apprehensive, and there was, you know, my dad is like, this is ridiculous. Just like, I don't blame him for feeling that way, because it is. It's a brash, bold move, and it's a big leap of faith, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I did it, because I met so many cool people. And I'm having a blast, and I'm in your guys' studio.
Yeah.
Getting interviewed.
I have a doll.
And you have a doll.
Yeah.
A Vander doll.
Yeah. And I have Boba.
Yeah.
If any of you haven't watched Vander Doll Rules, I think that's what it's called, on YouTube, it is so funny. They reenact scenes from the show with Barbie dolls, and it is so funny and ridiculous, but amazing. So check it out, Vander Doll Rules. Shout out for you. I want to know, how is your relationship with Stassi right now? Can you divulge that at all?
Well, obviously this...
You have to stay tuned.
Yeah, you have to stay tuned. I mean, this summer was filled
with... It's a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
Well, it's, I mean, obviously what you've seen already, but there's a lot more to come, specifically regarding my friendship with Stassi, her friendship with Stassi, not just our friendship with Stassi.
Yeah.
Because we don't share a brain. I know it appears that way.
Yeah. Double mint twins.
You're not joined, right?
We disagree on a lot of things.
You know. There's a lot. Yeah. It was a really intense summer. I mean, it's not about filming the show. It was like the best and the worst summer of my life. And it just happened to work out that way. And, you know, luckily it worked out in our favor that we happened to be filming a reality show at the same time, but yeah. One does not have to do with the other.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a lot of twists and turns in our relationship with Stassi and my relationship with Stassi. So as far as whether or not we're like tight at the moment, I can't tell you.
Awesome. Well, we will find out soon. Yeah. Questions, ladies? Anybody?
My question is, since there's kind of like the pairing of couples going on, who do we think is going to be the first to get married?
Woo! We got a lot of tweets about this. It was like all these people tweeting about when's the marriage just happening.
Yeah. Put a ring on it.
Tom.
Next question.
Come on.
Getting nervous now.
I don't know.
Or who would you think?
Sheena and Shay.
Sheena and Shay,
probably.
I say the smart money's
or
on.
Or these two.
Smart money's on Sheena and Shay, I'd say.
Sheena and Shay won, and then you guys.
They mentioned it in the episode. She was like,
we could beat
hey,
you
better,
that.
Better put a ring on it.
We should
yeah.
beat them to that. Yeah. You have all the pictures of what I want.
Oh, that's
aww.
So clearly you've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, working.
And my grandma brings it up every time she sees him too. So,
yeah. You know, there's pressure.
Pressure.
Yeah.
There's expectations here.
Pressure.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
And Kristen, tell the fans what you told us about your matchmaking skills.
Oh, yes.
And how everyone's
so
together.
This is not a scripted show. I've known Jax longer than I've known any of these guys, obviously. I met Jax right when I moved here 5.5 years ago. And very shortly after that, he introduced me to Tom Sandoval, my boyfriend, in which we basically started dating not very long after that. I started working at Sir. Stassi started working there, and I introduced she and Jax. Katie started working there very shortly after that. Schwartz lived with Sandoval and I, and they're like a match made in quirky heaven. So it just, it was like click and click, and yeah. That's our little trifecta family.
Cute. You're a matchmaker.
Maybe you can have your own family. Little, you can take the millionaire matchmaker's job.
Yeah, get with Bravo. Patty.
Cool. Yeah.
Hey, Patty.
I love Patty. Patty, I love you.
Oh, that's another question I want to know. Do you watch any Bravo shows?
Oh, yeah. Top
Chef.
Shaw's. Oh. Top Chef.
I make him watch Shaw's. Matchmaker. And he pretends not to like it, but he really likes
I
it.
Do. It's
and so, Beverly it's, Hills, of course.
It's so yes. fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, Beverly Hills Housewives. Absolutely.
I asked Sheena this last week, and this is really silly and stupid, but if you were a housewife, what would your tagline be? If you could just, like, come up with something.
Oh, in the beginning.
Okay, good.
I'm really bad at this. I should have thought of this ahead of time. I had a feeling you were going to throw this at me.
I know. My favorite, because we used to talk about this. I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but remember, like, a couple years ago, before any of this, when we were talking about with Stassi? And remember Stassi was obsessed with getting, like, the wedding magazines yes. and all that? Like, and she would be like, my name's Stassi, and I'm here to force my boyfriend into marriage. I never came
That's
up with
so
one.
So true.
But I love that. Either. And I still, I think about it in my head really a lot of the time, and I laugh.
I know.
But I don't know. We never came
mine
up
with
Mine
would be, like, really, mine would be, like, bratty and shitty, and I would be like, I'm Kristen. I wear the pants in the relationship.
Like, my name's Katie, and I'm here just to keep the peace.
Yes.
What's up?
Wait, that's yes. so funny. I was going to ask you, Kristen, who wears the pants in your relationship, but thank you for answering that.
Who wears the eyeliner in your relationship?
Who wears the tighter pants?
Yeah.
Who wears more straighteners? Sorry.
Tom probably wears tighter pants. Tom can legitimately fit into my like shorts, my pants, my jeans. Like
it's economical. Hello.
True story.
He borrowed my pants for a cash.
Actually, I have a picture of it.
It's economical. We are in a recession, people.
It's weird.
It's good for the economy.
Share clothes now.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, have any people been like, is Tom
gay
to you?
Oh, he's gay. Yeah, everyone told me, your boyfriend's gay, I'm like, that's so weird. After 5.5 years, I had no idea.
Yeah. Crazy.
Jesus.
Glad you all could enlighten me on that one.
I know.
I mean, I think it's funny that that's something. I'm like, men, I think that it's so different. Like, this day and age, in a city, people, the lines are blurred a lot. Mm-hmm. And, like, why does it have to, why does automatically, if someone uses a straightener on their hair, uses a concealer to cover up anything?
He's well-dressed. Like, he's well-dressed. He's well-groomed. He loves himself. He loves looking good.
Wouldn't you rather have that than, like, some, like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's bum? Like, everyone's like, oh, my God, it doesn't bother you. And I'm like, no. I mean, yeah, is it annoying if we're going to, like, the movies and he needs to flat iron his hair last minute? I'm like, dude, throw a beanie on. Let's go. Like, okay, fine. But otherwise, no. Do I want him to walk out the door, right, looking like Frank? Like, looking like a scrub and just not giving a shit about his appearance ever? Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So you like that he takes good care of
himself? He's well-dressed. He's well-groomed. Like, he's the best-dressed guy I know, hands down.
You need to see his preparation ritual, guys. It is a sight to be seen.
How come they never brought up the last look pose?
Oh, yeah.
He has his pose.
I can show you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you'll see it.
Should I take this off?
You can see it up. I think you can see it.
The camera's right there.
Oh, yes. My God.
This is the mirror.
This is so bad.
He puts his outfit together. You know, he's done everything. He's shaved his forehead.
It doesn't even matter if he, but let's just say he's changing a necklace or a bracelet or a shirt.
It doesn't have to be pants. So here's the mirror. Yeah. He goes like this. He looks up and then he
pops his knee.
Yep.
The exact face, two shorts. That's good. Yeah,
you know why he does that? Because he needs to see the outfit as if he's walking,
as if he's on a runway. His end of the runway pose. I'm not even joking. He changes a bracelet or like a tie, and he's like, top the knee.
It's hilarious.
I used to give him so much shit, and now I have face bronzer. Now I have a straightener. It's actually a crimper. They've converted me.
Crimping.
Jax and Tom have definitely...
I do his hair for his condition.
And I wanted to ask Tom this. You said this infamous quote about the bed sheet, the revolving door bed sheet in your apartment with Jax and other Tom. What was that like?
And me.
What was that? Oh, you were there too?
Oh, I was. I kept four of us. Let me tell you how lovely that was.
I hope y'all had some like little earpieces that you can put in at night.
Oh, yeah. She knows all about it. I could sit here for hours and just relive those moments. I mean, those are glory days. I have such fond memories of all of us living together. I mean, there were highs and lows, of course. But yeah, Jax had a sheet for a wall, and that was the only thing standing between his room and the living room. And say if you're a girl, you come in there, once you crossed that threshold, and once you engaged in a sexual act with Jax, you were forever deemed a sheet girl. I mean, ask him. Hey, listen, no joke. I would walk into the kitchen.
And Friends is always playing as loud as possible. Yeah. That's the best part, actually.
What?
While they're humping, Jax just has his Friends DVDs playing on repeat. So they're like having sex to that I'll Be There For You song.
It's so true.
Yeah, and the random girl's like moaning in the background. Oh, yeah. And you're like, dude. Seriously. You know, like when the episode ends and then it just starts playing the song over and over and over.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's what our apartment was like.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And you guys are on the other side of the sheet, just like...
I had an air mattress in the beginning. I had... Listen to this. No joke. I had penises drawn on 80% of my belongings. Jax drew penises on almost everything.
So
I
true.
I had an air mattress. He would come in there, like Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and dive on my bed. And sometimes he would come home drunk at like 4 in the morning after going out, and he would pull the seal... And I would wake up deflated on the floor.
You'd wipe the bed around you.
Yeah. Tom and Jax, they tortured me, man.
Yeah, so
they hazed me.
Now they come over to our place and still troll us.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah, I'll find the occasion. Like on my I have Head and Shoulders, and I looked at it the other day, and with a Sharpie marker, he wrote, I give Head and Shoulders. Yeah, so.
Okay, you can stop now.
Okay, yeah.
That's the
They're
frat
good
house.
Stories. It's,
yeah,
I know.
It's pretty fratty, but in a non-douchey way.
I'm thinking there should be a memoir in the works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Called
Two Toms and a Jax.
That's your bartending company.
He was telling us that.
Oh, you did. Okay. Like, oh, my God.
Bring it sexy back one drink at a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Clever. That's your Housewives tagline.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now he has one.
Deemed. But you're welcome.
I have a question. I want to know, and this is a tweet I received, what are your opinions on Shayna, and how have they changed since she first came to the restaurant?
Who wants to go first?
Or have they not changed?
You look right at me.
No, you go first because
I have been friends with Sheena for almost 4 years.
Oh.
Sheena and I were never not friends. She and Tom are like they're like I don't want to say best friends, but pretty damn near close, if not best friends. Yeah. Like Tom, if he has to talk to a girl that's not one of my friends, like one of like basically not Katie. He doesn't want to get Katie's opinion. He goes right to Sheena. And they work together at Villa Blanca when they're not at Sur. So, but I've always been friends with Sheena. And honestly, if not for me, Stassi and Sheena would have never made up. Mm. Like, I'm the reason that they, maybe they would have eventually. I don't know. But I told Stassi, I'm like, be nice to her. She's actually cool. I know she did this really shitty, all these shitty things 6 years ago. But, like, don't judge a book by its cover. We all have pasts. We've all done really bad things. Blah, blah, blah. Be friends with her. So I've never had an ill opinion of Sheena. The only thing, like, kind of obviously what you're seeing where it was, like, me taking Stassi's side, it's just what the whole Pride Parade thing, I think it was uncalled for. Was it the end of the world? No. But at the same time, it was like, really, Sheena? Like, come on. Like, you know better. You know this is going to rub her the wrong way. And where's my allegiance going to lie to my best friend of 3 years?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I had her back.
I mean, like I said, y'all are ride or die friends.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. So. 100%. But yeah, Sheena and I, yeah, we've been friends for literally almost 4 years mm-hmm. through because of Tom.
Yeah.
And
well, and I had met Sheena on several separate occasions, you know, prior to everything. And so her and I were very, like, much of acquaintances, really. I didn't have a real formed opinion of her. I knew of her past, but, like, didn't really know her as a person, but didn't want to judge her based on what I knew. And never had an issue with her. But then again, like, Stassi already being, like, a, you know, very prominent person in my life and a best friend, I didn't want to step in the middle of that. I didn't want to get involved in any which way because I couldn't back Sheena up, but I couldn't agree with Stassi either. But I had the opportunity to really get to know Sheena, and I really adore Sheena, and she's funny and she's awesome, and we have so much in common. And I'm really happy that I had that opportunity because she's become,
yeah, the side, like, of Sheena, like, yeah, the audience, like, not everyone gets to see too. I mean, what you see is what you get. Like, she's a total Barbie, like, bubblegum pink loving, like, adorable pop princess 100%, but she's also this, like, music obsessed, like, almost famous Band-Aid kind of girl. Like, yeah, like classic rock, like, really, really dope, down to earth girl that, like, you don't see necessarily that side of her too. So She's very well rounded. She's a cool, yeah, chick.
You can't put one label on her,
right?
Yeah. Which I think cool can chick be said for pretty much the whole cast.
Yeah,
you know, we're all three dimensional. We have so many different thoughts.
Maybe
interests.
Not Jax.
What?
Jax, I love you. I'm just joking.
No.
But yeah.
Do you guys think there's a particular reason why you guys were chosen? Because there's obviously a lot of employees at Sur.
It's our dynamic. I mean, it's obvious. Like I said, it's
the trifecta.
She's setting you up. Bump set spike. You're supposed to say because we're all really good.
Oh,
good.
Gross.
Yes. Well, what, did you get a lot of backlash for that?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, but to be fair, like, if you heard
my grandma was like in tears, like, why are people so mean to you?
But like, if you would have heard
sarcasm,
that
sarcasm, people.
If you would have heard that on a reality show, you probably would have reacted the same way.
I understand.
So.
Do I think my friends are hot? Of course I do. Yeah. Let's be honest. Like, they're beautiful. It's that comment, it's a strict reaction because every day at Sur, customers are like, oh, you must be skinny and pretty to work here. Lisa would never hire you otherwise. Yeah, that's exactly why. I don't have a resume. I've never worked anywhere before, but I just walked in and said, I'm a size 2 or 4. Can I be hired? Like, it's total sarcasm.
Yeah.
Do I think my friends are gorgeous? I absolutely do. Saying my friends are gorgeous is not saying that your friends aren't gorgeous. It's just saying, yes, I think they're hot, but it's total, total sarcasm. Yes.
What about Olive Garden employees? Have you heard from any of them regarding the whole The Olive Garden does not have a float in the
But let's...
And if they get one, they can prove me wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I just was wondering.
But we're a no-hate community. Go,
I am a fan of the minestrone breadstick and salad combination.
All you can eat.
Okay. So I have nothing against
no hating Olive Garden.
So I think that we'll end the questions there. We're running a little bit late, but that's okay because we like having y'all here. But let's go into some news and gossip. I have a few items.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Jax and Stassi, of course, Jax, Stassi, Tom, and Sheena are in New York tonight for Watch What Happens Live, so check that out, DVR, if you didn't. Excited for them. And Sheena Instagrammed a picture of herself and Stassi in Anna Cohen's office saying, playing nice. Are they friends now? Question mark. We'll find out later, I guess. Kristen, I saw that you're friends with, this is really nerdy of me, but I'm a Big Brother fan and also a Survivor fan. And
Dan?
You're Dan, one of the winners. Did you grow up with him?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dan and I have been friends since middle school. We were kids.
Reality crossover.
I know.
I like it. And also, congratulations, Kristen. She welcomed a new godson this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Cute, cute, cute. And this is also... Oh, tune in to this Friday on The View because Stassi, Lisa, and Sheena will be on there for a little reality show roundup moment. So watch it.
And that's you'll get to see footage of Stassi from The Amazing Race when she's 16. Dear.
I saw that. I
did
saw
you?
It. Yes, 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 yes.
Dark hair, yes. Dark hair, a little gothic chunky. Looking.
Sure. Yeah. She went through a gothic phase.
Yeah.
She did. Mm-hmm.
She was like 16. Yeah. Come
on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We live and let me learn. And so that's it for me for news and gossip. And next up, we have predictions. Moving right along.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict that Frank will be fired from Sir. What about you?
And he'll be wearing a blue shirt.
Yes.
I agree with that, definitely.
Any other predictions?
I predict Shayna's going to kick some ass at her concert.
Ooh! I'm excited for that.
I predict that Stassi and Kristen and Katie aren't the best of friends. Okay. Anymore.
For the next episode.
For the next episode, at least.
No shade.
Okay.
All right.
That is going to be a roller coaster with Jax and Stassi.
Thank y'all. Thank you for watching our show tonight. I'm Jake Dupree. You can find me at Jake_Dupree on Twitter.
I'm Danica Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter at Danica Kennedy and at DanicaKennedy.com.
I'm Christina Zias, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias. That's MissZias.
I'm Michelle Renee, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter as well at Michelle Renee LA.
Tom, where can we find you?
You guys, thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast. And you can find me on Twitter at TW Schwa. And you can find me on Instagram at TW Schwa. And you can, I don't know, find me at
find
Hugo's.
Me.
Find me at
Hugo's. You can find me at Instagram and Twitter at Music Kills Kate.
And you can find me at on Instagram and Twitter as well at Kristen Doty. It's KristenDoute.
Thanks, you guys, for watching. See you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.